Yesterday, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani appeared in four different parts of Florida, stumping for John McCain. His first appearance was in South Tampa at Square One Burgers, where an estimated 300 people packed themselves into the eatery to hear Giuliani, Governor Charlie Crist, and State Republican Chairman Jim Greer. Giuliani spoke for about 15 minutes and fielded questions informally before getting into prepared remarks.
Yes.
Senator Obama wants to lift the cap on the FICA tax at $90,000, so you pay the FICA tax going forward. How is that not a tax increase on those making less than $200,000?
The question, did everybody hear the question?
Yes.
The question is, if Obama wants to lift the cap on the FICA tax at $125,000 and charge it above that, then how is that not a tax increase? Because Barack Obama says it is.
The McCain campaign and their surrogates have had a field day in using Democratic vice presidential nominee Joe Biden's remarks that Obama will be challenged internationally within his first 6 months in office. Giuliani pounced on the Biden gaffe.
Everybody knows he's inexperienced. And then Joe had to kind of work his way out of it, which he is good at because he has to do that a lot. So he worked his way out of it this way. Here's what he said. He said, every president gets tested. That's what I was saying. Every president gets tested. Well, wait a second, Joe. I know it's hard for you to remember sometimes, but you were talking about Barack Obama and John Kennedy because John Kennedy was perceived of to be too young and too inexperienced. Well, first of all, John Kennedy was much more experienced than Barack Obama. But nobody tested Dwight Eisenhower. Nobody tested Ronald Reagan.
Last week, it was reported the Obama campaign had removed reporters for several conservative newspapers, like the Washington Times and the New York Post, in order to allow other reporters on their plane. This was big news in the conservative blogosphere, and after Giuliani's mic went dead for a second, he riffed on that report, ultimately comparing Obama to Richard Nixon.
Barack Obama will be a... Barack, don't turn my microphone off, Barack. I'm not with the Washington Times. Oh, you say I haven't endorsed you. We're going to be in for that, too. I know I'm bringing back a Republican president, but this could be, as my good friend Yogi Berra said on this issue, Nixon all over again. I mean, come on. Throwing people off the plane? I hope it wasn't moving.
Republican State Chairman Jim Greer says he has a vision on election night.
Barack Obama is going to answer at 3 a.m. in the morning. It's going to be a call from his campaign manager telling him he's lost the presidency.
Governor Charlie Crist's decision last Tuesday to expand early voting hours has been hailed by most everyone in the state. But there have been reports about grumblings by some Republicans. WMNF asked Governor Crist about that on Sunday.
Have you had any negative feedback from Republicans? We heard on MSNBC this morning, Joe Scarborough was making some kind of disparaging remarks or saying that Republicans were being critical of you doing that.
A little bit, but you know, by and large, the point is to make sure that we have the opportunity for all Floridians to vote and every chance to get out and exercise that precious right. And when you start to see what the lines were, 2 and 3 hours long, I think it's awfully important that you realize what the situation is, that you respond accordingly, and realize, you know, I'm not the governor of Republicans, I'm not the governor of Democrats, I'm the governor of Florida, and I have a duty to every Floridian to make sure they have the opportunity to exercise that precious right to vote, and I hope they all do. It's important.
As has been the case at other McCain-Palin events WMNF has covered in recent weeks, rock-solid Republicans do not believe the polls that show Barack Obama with a solid lead nationally and in many critical battleground states. Tampa resident Brian Gary says you can't believe the polls.
I think the polls are sold out because some of these TV stations like MSNBC and NBC and CNN, they seem to have sold out for Obama. Some of your other polls that are run like the Mason-Dixon poll and like the Zogby poll and like the Rasmussen poll has these races much closer. I looked in today's Tampa Tribune and they had McCain ahead for by 2 percentage points in the state of Florida. In Ohio, they had him ahead. So I don't put much faith in polls. What I put faith in is the day of the vote and all the days leading up to the vote. I think you're going to see probably a 80% turnout this year.
Well, Jenny Smith sounded scared that the American way of life was at stake if Obama is elected.
If we vote him in, we're going to have socialism, and this country is not based on that.
Right. So if we can't have free speech and have democracy and have our way, then we're going to, you know.
Well, do you think we'll lose free speech? I mean, if we were like Barack Obama, I mean.
I think we need to really look at what he's about, because we're about to enter into something that this country's not about. And you can look at the other nations, just like Rudy Giuliani was saying. He's a really smart man. He got us through a lot.